Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Welcome back. This is another great episode, or we'd like to think so anyway, so thanks for joining us. It's going to be a fun ride. The next 30 minutes is going to blow your mind. Da-da-da.
That was the greatest thing I ever heard, Chris. You give the best intro.
Thank you. I practice them before the show every day.
Well, guys, again, welcome back. We're going to be talking about some good topics today, I like to think. We're going to be talking about our predictions for next week and for week two wins and losses. We're going to be talking about the Hulk change to the comic book. The Hulk, or the Marvel character, has been made. And we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones, the fate of Jon Snow. So, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the latest season, you might want to cover your ears during that part of the show. But we're going to be talking about Jon Snow's fate. So, let's start it off. Let's talk with some football. We're going to talk some football, guys, especially since we have a game on the way currently, talking about the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs. So we're going to start with that game and give our predictions of wins and losses. So Denver versus Kansas City. I'm a big Kansas City fan, and I'm an advocate for Alex Smith. You know, I like to think that he is pretty good, even after all the hate he gets, you know, which is well-founded because sometimes he can struggle a little bit. But between Denver and Kansas City, I'm going with Kansas City, especially after the way that Denver struggled last week against the team that they played. They struggled mightily. So if we're going with Denver and Kansas City, I'm going with Kansas City since they have a pretty decent defense, and they actually put up a good showing last week. So I'm going Kansas City. I believe in Alex Smith, and if he gets in the red zone, he's pretty good down there. What about you?
First, I want to say boo to you. Secondly, on the mat, this is going to be an exciting week of football. I just want to start with that. But on the matter of Kansas City and Denver, obviously I'm going to go Denver. How can you go against Peyton Manning and the Broncos? Since he's been over there, since he's been over there, they've had one of the best offenses, if not the best offense in the NFL. Yeah, they struggled at times, which was evident last week, but I don't think they're going to continue to struggle all season. And I'm calling them to put a rout on the Chiefs, 60-2. No, I'm just kidding. Realistically, though, I think it's going to be somewhere along the lines of 28-14 or something like that, Broncos.
Okay. Well, first I just want to say that, you know, Peyton Manning is in a new offense. He's not comfortable in the offense that he's running. Not to mention he's getting older, and that does affect him. His arm looks a little weaker, well, at least in the first game anyways. His arm looked a little weaker. He didn't really look all that comfortable in the offense. Maybe game two will be different. However, just a quick update, guys. The score now is 17-17 in the fourth quarter with Kansas City having ball right now. So, you know, as for Christian's prediction, obviously he wasn't checking the score, and he was mightily wrong. But I'm going to say that the game is going to end 24-17.
Well,
Kansas City on top.
Well, first I want to say people have been saying that Peyton Manning's arm looks weaker every year, or that they don't know if he's going to hold up because he's older, his arm looks weaker, he's all the neck surgeries. And now they're saying, oh, he's in a new offense. Look, I think Peyton Manning is one of the most adaptable quarterbacks. He can run the offense. Like, now, obviously, they're a new offense, so there's going to be some growing pain. But if anyone can learn how to play in it at this age, it's going to be Peyton Manning. I'm sorry. That's all I have to say. I personally think he's one of the best quarterbacks ever. I'm sure most people think that, too. Now, I think he's going to figure it out. So I'm calling him to be clutch enough to pull this one out against Kansas City. And that's just all there is to it. By the end of this game, one of them is going to be 2-0, and it's going to be Denver.
But how all right, I guess we'll wait and see.
NFL, Jay? Are we just going right, to talk about those Chiefs?
No, we're going to talk about other teams. I just wanted to start with them since the game is currently underway. But next game we'll talk about is we'll go quickly through these games, guys, because we will need to head into our other topics. But next game we're going to talk about is Houston and Carolina. Houston is currently 0-1, while Carolina is currently 1-0. Who do you pick for that game?
For that game, I'm going Carolina. I do not think Houston is going to be that great this year. I like Carolina over there. They have a pretty good defense, and their offense is decent as well. So I like Carolina to pull that one out against Houston.
Yeah, I agree. I like Carolina against Houston as well. I believe after that game, Carolina will be 2-0, and Houston will be 0-2. I feel like Carolina is getting better every year, especially with Cam Newton. He's starting to learn how to become the leader of the team. And even though he was making plays previously, he's starting to be smarter with the football. Not as flashy, it just gets the job done. So I think Carolina pulls out against Houston, and they'll get the win. So next game we're going to be talking about is San Francisco 49ers versus Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris, who you got? San Francisco 49ers is 1-0. Pittsburgh Steelers is
0-1. I like San Fran for this game. I think San Fran is a little bit better at this point in time. I do think the Pittsburgh Steelers are pretty good. I think they got. They struggled a little bit in game one, but I do think they're going to play better against San Francisco than they did against the Patriots. However, I still like San Francisco to win by a slim margin.
Yeah, with this one, I think I'm going with. I probably have to say Pittsburgh. I think I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh over the 49ers. I believe that Pittsburgh's defense is going to hold, what's this guy's name, the quarterback?
Colin Kaepernick.
Thank you. Colin Kaepernick, I believe they're going to hold him down to not much scoring-wise. He seems to struggle against good defenses, and I don't believe that's going to change anytime soon. So I believe Colin Kaepernick will struggle. And I believe Pittsburgh, they played pretty well, especially in game one. They just got some bad calls against the Patriots. I don't see that happening again. And I find their offense to be pretty explosive when they have to be. They get some big plays down the line. I think Pittsburgh will take the one over San Francisco. Next on, we're moving on to Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Both of them are 0-1. Who you got?
I personally like New Orleans a little bit better than Tampa Bay. New Orleans, you can't argue with Drew Brees. I mean, that's the biggest reason for me is that Drew Brees is in New Orleans and he's not in Tampa Bay. So I'm going New Orleans. I think they're a little bit better, and their offense, I think, is good enough to pull it out. So I'm going New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going New Orleans too. Tampa Bay, I don't think they're a very good team. They have their moments, but New Orleans is in my opinion, a good team. They struggle a couple times, but they have an explosive offense, and you can never count against Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, so I'm going New Orleans. Next, we're moving on to Detroit and Minnesota. Again, both of them are 0-1. Who you got?
I got Detroit, but only because I like their mascot better, and they have a lion, a cute blue lion, so I'm going to pick them.
Oh, okay, you're right. They have a cute little blue line, so that's what makes them likable. In my opinion, I'll say Detroit as well. Detroit, I believe, has a better offense and a better defense. And Minnesota, pretty much all they got is their running back. So if Detroit shuts down Adrian Peterson, then I believe Detroit pulls it out. Next, we're going on to Arizona and Chicago. Arizona is 1-0. Chicago is 0-1. Who you got?
Well, Arizona has nicer colors, so I think I'm going to go Arizona with the nice red and white birdies over the other team.
All right, so between Arizona and Chicago, I'm going to Arizona as well. We only got about a minute or so to stay on this subject, guys, so we're going to quickly just give our picks without saying the reasons for them. New England and Buffalo, I'm going New England.
New England.
San Diego and Cincinnati, I'm going Cincinnati.
San Diego.
Tennessee and Cleveland, I'm going Tennessee.
Oh, I'm going Tennessee.
Atlanta and New York, I am going New York.
Which New York team are we talking about?
Giants.
Oh, I'm going I'm going Atlanta.
St. Louis and Washington, I'm going St. Louis.
St. Louis as well.
Miami versus Jacksonville, I'm going with
Miami.
Hometown Miami. Miami! That's both of Miami for us. Baltimore and Oakland, I'm going Baltimore all the way.
Oh, Baltimore.
Dallas Cowboys versus Philly Eagles, I'm going with the... I'll go with Dallas Cowboys.
Me too. Me too.
Seattle versus Green Bay, I'm going
Green Bay.
Seattle. And then lastly, guys, we're talking New York Jets and Indianapolis Colts. I'm going with the Colts.
I'm going with the Colts too. I'm glad we can agree both of them. Yeah. I like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So that was our picks
for
the football schedule. Moving on. Now we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones, Jon Snow. So, spoiler alert, guys, if you haven't seen the latest season of Game of Thrones,
please take this time.
Go
make yourself a nice snack because this is going to be a huge spoiler. So go make a nice snack. Come back. We'll still be here. Hopefully we'll be done spoiling the show for you, but we'll get into this now. Let's do it, Jay.
All right. Well, you guys have had some time to watch it if you haven't watched it. Not our fault if you haven't watched it yet. So, Game of Thrones, Jon Snow in the last season, he was killed, stabbed by his own men of the Night's Watch. Mutiny, they just all stabbed him, took turns stabbing him. Even Ollie, the boy he saved, took a shot at stabbing him. Jon Snow hasn't made the best decisions in terms of how the Night Watch people feel about him. Of course, Jon Snow is my favorite character. I was completely upset when I saw that they killed him off. I do think, spoiler alert, that he will be coming back to life. I mean, my opinion, Melisandre happened to show up at the Night's Watch just the same episode before Jon Snow was killed. Jon Snow is a fan favorite character. I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. Like Robb Stark. Robb Stark is one of my favorite characters. He got killed off. They can't keep killing off all the cool characters. So Jon Snow, Daenerys, they're my two favorite characters right now. Can't see them getting killed off anytime soon. As well as the imp, you know, my homeboy. Those are my three favorite characters, guys. I see Jon Snow coming back to life. That's just my opinion.
First of all, don't bring up Rob anymore. It's still too painful for me. Probably the saddest episode of TV history. But I do agree with you. Jon will be coming back to life, guys, and I hope you guys share the same opinion. I don't think he's going to stay dead. Something's going to happen to him. Melisandre came back at too convenient of a time. Just happened to leave. Just, you know, just strolled Waterloo up there. So I don't think he's going to remain dead for too long. So, guys, whoever was upset, right along with us, we still have faith and we still have hope. So we think he's coming back to life. It's going to be a crazy next season. I want to see what happens.
I'm almost
going to
guarantee how it's going to I'm going to pretty much guarantee it because, spoiler alert, guys, Jon Snow, or Kit Harington, the actor who played Jon Snow, he has been repeatedly seen where around where they're filming. So people haven't caught him on set yet, but he has been repeatedly seen where they are filming the episodes. So if he was just going to be in one episode, for example, the start of next season to show that he died, he wouldn't have to go back as often as he does. And he's been repeatedly seen pretty much on a daily basis going back. So he's more than likely coming back to life. I doubt they'll do that many flashback episodes with Kit Harington. Not to mention, he said in a comment to a reporter that at least right now he knows how much longer he has in contract with the contract with HBO. So that's to say that he has a future contract with them. And if he was dead, he wouldn't have one anymore. So that's just my opinion.
Mine too. Now we know that no one is safe in this show, but we will hope that our boy Kit Harington is safe for at least one other season. Let's hope he makes it all the way to the end, guys. Well, that's about our time for the first half of the show, guys. In a little bit, we're going to head to commercial break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with the second half of the show. So see you soon, guys.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Steven Ehrer at Steven_Ehrer@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're joining us on Cruise Control with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Welcome back. I hope it wasn't too long. But since we're back, just to recap, so far we've talked about the NFL Week 2, our predictions, and we talked about the current game going on. Also, we talked a little Game of Thrones. We know how much everyone loves Game of Thrones, so we decided to talk about it, go over a little bit what we think is going to happen next season. So now we're in it for our final topic of the day. Don't be too sad. This is going to be pretty exciting, too. So we've had an explosion of, you know, superhero films, media over the last 10 years or so, and in the future it's going to get even crazier. So we decided to talk a little bit more about superheroes because we know how much everyone seems to love it nowadays. So, Jay, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so a fan favorite comic book character and Marvel character, the Incredible Hulk, or simply just the Hulk. He is being revamped or changed. So for those of you who are a big fan of the Hulk, he's pretty much going to be a different Hulk from this time on, or this time forward, actually. So the title to the comic book is changing. Instead of the Incredible Hulk or the Hulk, it's actually going to be a totally awesome Hulk. So they just rechanged the title, which honestly, I think it's lame. I personally don't like it. Totally awesome Hulk, really? I much prefer Incredible Hulk. You know,
yeah,
but
it sounds,
that's just
totally,
my opinion.
It sounds totally terrible.
That's right. Thank you. Don't like it. So, I mean, first they came for Wolverine, you know. There was a lot of people about that. Then they came for Thor, a lot of people about that. Now they're coming for Hulk. And when I mean they came for, I mean they've made changes to the characters. But for right now, we're focusing on the Hulk. But, so, being as the Marvel Universe is trying to revamp its characters, I guess get a fresh take on them. You know, a wave is just sweeping up characters and making changes to all of them. So, in this one, the totally awesome Hulk, it's changing its main character. Meaning Bruce Banner, who everyone has grown to love as the Incredible Hulk, the other side, the other half to the Hulk, is out. He is no longer the Incredible Hulk. Chris, first, before I tell you who the new Hulk is, tell me how you feel about that.
Look, I know some of you guys, some of you moviegoers out there, like, who cares? As long as they make a movie about it, it's pretty good. We'll most likely go watch it. But it is a big deal. And in my opinion, this is totally, you see how I did it there? Totally not awesome. So, I mean, how are you going to get rid of the iconic Bruce Banner, the Incredible Hulk, who has been the sole, like, the sole protagonist of the whole comic books, or antagonist at times, but he's been the main character throughout the entire run, and now you're telling me you're revamping him with a kid? I mean, I don't like it. I don't see why. I mean, he's not even like a sidekick to the Hulk. He's going to be like the new protagonist, the new main character, which is weird to me. And I don't know if this is going to sell well. Maybe it will, and maybe it'll be better. But personally, I'd rather stick with Dr. Bruce Banner, you know, the one who struggled with the Hulk and didn't want the mindless beast taking out. You know, that guy, he was pretty cool, and I'd rather stick with him. But, well, I guess, you know, if you want to have a kid who's super happy about being a big green monster, I mean, go with it, whatever. I'm not mad or anything. As you can see.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you who's going to be the new alter ego to the Hulk, which my brother kind of mentioned a little bit. It's going to be a boy genius named Amadeus Cho. Okay? And then, first off, this is the words that Marvel had to say. Amadeus Cho came to mind for a lot of different reasons. One of them is that physically he's like Banner. He's the 98-pound weakling who's had everything but the physical aspect to make him seem super cool. And secondarily is that he's so different from Banner. He shares the monstrous intellect, but he's so different. He's a teenage kid who hasn't lived much yet. When Banner inherited the burden of being the Hulk, he was an adult. And I think that it showed in the way that he responded to it. Amadeus is a plucky kid. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's the fifth or sixth smartest guy in the world, according to the official rankings, and I think he's just going to carry himself very differently with the power. So that is what Marvel said. That is the reason they decided to change it. They just wanted to stir things up. But that is their opinion on the teenage genius, Amadeus Cho. And they're, by all aspects, they're already assuming that it's going to be pretty good. or that it's a fresh take on the character. So what do you think about what Marvel just said?
I'm surprised, you know, he's not turning into the Hulk just because they named him Amadeus.
It's not a bad name for those of you named Amadeus. It's pretty cool. It's unique. You know, I'm going to go as far as to say it's unique.
I was just kidding. But I think that they wanted, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, really understand why they started with a whole new character. Maybe they were bored with the character. Maybe they wanted, they thought this kid would boost sales. Or maybe they creatively, they just wanted someone new to work with, or they believe in this character. Who knows? But I'll wait and see when this comic comes out to see if it's going to be any good. But right now, I'm not too thrilled about it. So I'd rather them keep the original, or at least keep both. And so, you know, just in case they ever want to go back, they can still have Bruce Banner. But I mean, I'll wait and see. I want to see how they do it with this new Hulk. And I wonder if he's going to show up in the new, if at any point will he have his own movie. That'll be pretty crazy. I doubt it, but still something to see. So that's pretty much my thoughts on the entire matter.
I just want to say that it's probably, you know, Disney, because, you know, Disney acquired the rights to Marvel. It's probably Disney whispering in the ears of Marvel or something, saying, listen, you know, we're trying to get younger audiences or younger characters, so maybe do a book or change the character into a teenager so that when we do decide to do a movie about it, we can use a teenager as the main character to bring in a wider audience, you know, because Bruce Banner or the Hulk hasn't historically done super well outside of the Avengers films. Now, when he has the standalone films, they're not that great. So maybe they're trying to, you know, revamp the Hulk in a way that when they do come out with another solo Hulk movie, they can use the teenager instead of Bruce Banner, and maybe that'll boost the sales or moviegoers to go watch the new Hulk. That's my opinion as to one of the reasons. Not to mention, okay, maybe the Hulk started off of a simple concept because many people believe that Stan Lee played on the 1960s fears of the nuclear radiation and the danger of nuclear war, and that's how he came out with the Incredible Hulk, or the concept of the Hulk. But the Hulk, the simplicity changed, and he is such a evolved character, especially in his stories that they have been doing with him, that it's hard to just get rid of Bruce Banner, especially when he has been the Hulk, the other half to the Hulk, for the entire run of the Hulk. So it's hard to just, you know, make another main character the Hulk. I can understand maybe they want to introduce him, also keep Bruce Banner along, but no, they pretty much just say that they're going to scrap Bruce Banner and go with this kid. I mean, the Hulk became a metaphor for many people, and a lot of people can relate to the Hulk because he's a metaphor for the duality of man's nature, and pretty much with the balance of intellect and how to not let his emotions get the best of him. So, I mean, to just scrap Bruce Banner, who's had to deal with this alter ego, or the beast within. We all love, like, the wounded character or the scarred character. I mean, look at ScarJo or Black Widow. She fell for the Hulk because, you know, she could relate to him, you know, and Avengers too. So, in my opinion, it's like a slap to the face to all Hulk fans just to completely scrap Bruce Banner like that. I mean, because there's so much mythology and, you know, concept with Bruce Banner and the Hulk, just to scrap him like that, I believe, is a slap to all Hulk all the Hulk fans' face.
You are so deep.
Thanks, bro. You know, I thought about this a lot, you know, and I just had to get it out my chest.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thanks. You know, it's like poetry when I speak. I give our listeners, you know, like, so much joy when they listen to me. It's like, oh, let the poet speak. They call me the poet of the, let's say, 500th century.
Okay. Well, guys.
Of the future.
We hope you feel the same way about the new Hulk. If you are willing to read it, let us know. If you when you read it, let us know too. We want to know what you guys think about everything we spoke about today.
But our show's about to come to an end, guys. So we're about to wrap it up. We hope you enjoyed it. We will be back tomorrow, so get excited for that. But as of right now, this is Chris Cruz and Jay Cruz wrapping up, and we hope you had a great time at Cruise Control. So thank you, guys, and we'll be right back tomorrow.
Now shut up and drive.